Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for taking some time to download the show and, have a little Disney dreaming here on your Friday. Today, we're talking about 21 great things to do at Walt Disney World here in 2021. Pam and Ricky are standing by, and we have a fun conversation with that. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Some great discounts out there for your 2021 trip. Just drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that quote form, mention the show, and you and I are going to be planning a great trip here in the coming year. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. Even the small purchases do help. So please just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a continued huge thank you to all of our patrons. I appreciate you letting us do this podcast each and every week. So if you'd like to get some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest, just drop by patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1830 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And of course, one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Wow. What a week, right? Holy cow. I mean, come on now. Are they going to make us go back to work for 5 days after chilling out for 2 weeks? But you made it. Well, you've almost made it. If you're listening on Friday morning, you've got this. And fun weekend ahead for you, I'm sure. But we are here to get you there. And not only get you excited for the weekend, we're getting you excited for the entire year of 2021. It's going to be an amazing one. There's a lot of fun stuff happening down at Walt Disney World. And that's what we're going to discuss today. So joining me today, we have the ladies who know all the fun stuff to do down at Walt Disney World, including Ricky from themouseforless.com. Happy Friday, Ricky. What's going on this weekend?
Happy Friday, and I have to get fillings done at the dentist. So
ooh, that's exciting. A fun weekend right there, man. are you taking your dog to get the overbite looked at?
No.
Okay.
I do have a filling that I have to get at the dentist. So yay.
You do that maybe on the weekend? You gotta do that on a weekday. Yeah, come on now.
I mean, I'm doing it on Friday, so I'm doing it today. But I do actually visit the dentist on the weekends though, usually. So, but this time I'm going on the weekday. So,
not this guy. Dude, I'm not going to a dentist on a week. This is like philosophically wrong.
I'm like the
wrong
first appointment as soon as their doors open.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The way I like it. And that when I go to the doctor, it's the same thing.
I don't give it that much thought. I don't go anywhere like that on the weekend unless like an ER because I did something stupid. Like I ripped off part of my finger.
I don't want to like take off work for a dentist appointment. And if they're open on the weekend, I would rather just do it on the weekend. But
dude, that crushes your weekend though, man. The weekend's valuable.
I mean, it is, but like, I don't know. I'd rather just do it. It's not like I'm just getting cleanings usually on the weekends. So sometimes I'll have work done, but usually it's just a cleaning.
Okay.
So.
All right. All right. It's just philosophical differences. Let's have to.
It is.
Leave it there. Okay. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, who, as we have already established, prompt and first to all medical appointments, Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
It's true. They're all true. All these things are true. I like to be there first thing in the morning because then nobody has time to get backed up.
True.
Except, if the doctor's doing rounds, then that can sometimes push
you back. You know what, though? Bit. You know, Taco Bell takes care of that problem, too. So you don't have to worry about getting backed up. I'm just saying.
No, thank you. I love being there the first thing. I like being there. I like first flights. I like first whatever. So like them all. So it's just a good thing. But yes, and happy Friday. And golly, the first week back after a vacation is hard, isn't it? Like if you've made it to here, you deserve something. Like treat yourself, as they say, to something, anything.
Real quick. Okay. So Alfred was down there the same time you were, right? And so he calls in from the Riviera on Sunday night's live show. You probably heard him yesterday on the replay. And we got a quick review of what he thought about the Riviera. He thought the crowds weren't bad. He had a great time. Just a little cold a couple times. He said it was an awesome trip. he asked where you were. And I did be honest. I'm like, I don't know where Pam is. When she goes to Walt Disney World, she's like off the grid. So did you stay anywhere cool? I mean, this is like what, just in a nutshell, like where did you stay and what'd you think?
Did I stay anywhere cool?
Everybody's like, okay. I know where you are. I'm like, I don't know where she is. I know she's at Walt Disney World.
Let me just tell you, during the time I was there, we stayed at the Wilderness Lodge at Boulder Ridge. We stayed at the Riviera. We stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We stayed at the Hard Rock Hotel. Oh, and we stayed at Old Key West. God. Is that enough for you people? No, we did all those things. We really enjoyed our time there. We experienced a bunch of the different resorts. We had lovely accommodations at all of these places. And at the Hard Rock, we experienced actually one of the King's Suites, which is a really cool room type available at the Hard Rock Hotel. So we were all over.
Real quick though, is that room for like royalty or is that room for hardcore Elvis fans?
It's rock royalty.
Okay, that's why, I mean, Elvis is the king, though. Kidding. I mean, because with Hard Rock, it could be either way. You know, you never know.
No, it actually has a lot of the photos in the room were the kings of rock. There were old pictures of the Rolling Stones and I'm trying to think what else because I remember looking at them and being like, okay, who is that? Because it was in their younger days. It was really kind of cool, but it's a really cool room type. Lots of good stuff there. But yeah, we really just enjoyed ourselves. Really sort of, you know, embraced being there and loving all that and being able to travel safely. So.
Did you get a guitar? Come on. Tell me at least you got a guitar with some headphones.
We did not. We did not have
a guitar. That's why I would stay there. That is exactly why. I don't know how to play a guitar, but I'm like,
well, so they weren't doing that for a while, but now they're back to doing it again. Nice. So, yeah, I know, right? So, love it.
COVID-free string instruments. That's 2021. Right. Yeah. Speaking of 2021, we got this great email last week from Walt Disney World, and I immediately put a star in my Gmail box. And said, that is a great thing to talk about for the podcast. So we are going to borrow this and discuss this. We're going to talk about 21 exciting things to do at Walt Disney World in 2021. We're going to go through the list rather quickly, just comment on some of these things. And then at the end, we'll kind of pick a couple things that really stand out to us for our interests. Okay, number one. Explore the taste of Epcot's International Festival of the Arts. I love how they sit there. Okay, real quick. And this is going to be a long show if I keep stopping like this, but is it really explore the taste of Epcot's International Festival of the Arts beginning January 8th, which is today?
It's been the taste of food and wine. Yes. The taste of Epcot holiday, whatever. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny, though, because, like, I get that with, like, food and wine, right? You're going to taste. I mean, but, I mean, arts, I would think it's, well, like,
it's because you're not getting the full experience. You're getting a taste of what the experience is like.
100%. So
that is the idea behind it, is like you're not getting a full Epcot Festival of the Arts experience. You're getting a tasting of what the Festival of the Arts is like.
Yeah, but it's not explore a taste. It's explore the taste of the International Festival of the Arts. It should be a taste if you're going to go that route. I mean, it's just like
it's all one name.
Apparently, they just want you going around like licking all the paint. You know, I don't know, like the chalk off the ground. I mean, that's not cool.
Hey, don't lick the paint.
I mean, like, oh, look at that 3D sidewalk art. Ah, I'm going to lick it, you know? It's like, dude, don't do that. You got a mask on. You're just going to lick your mask anyway. Anyway, so, yeah, that starts January 8th, which is today, so you're all good. You know, and also open your eyes and enjoy it, too. And you can even smell things, you know? But don't pop your nose out, but you can smell right through your mask. So, you know what? But Festival of the Arts is awesome. And there's a lot of good stuff to eat. I hope they bring back that, what's that little round cheesecake that always looks so cool? Is it a cheesecake? The little
cheesecake. Oh no, you're talking about
it's got
about
a little paint on it, like splattered paint.
The peanut butter thing. Yes, that was good.
Dude, I hope that's back. We'll have to find out. Give us a thought. Right. Okay, so that's number one. Good number one. Oh, and also, real quick, Preacher Tony is my good buddy. He was with us on Wednesday as we recorded the show live. He's going to his first Festival of the Arts this week coming up. He wanted to know like what to do. Like he's never been, doesn't know a lot going on. One thing I will say real quick, if they bring it back, if the paint by numbers there, I think that's kind of cool because you're part of a huge like mural. I'm not artistic. I can put a little paint in a little square. It's paint by number, piece of cake. It's fun. So I'd say do that. Yes. Pam, what's one thing Preacher Tony should do during the festival while he's down there?
So make sure you get your picture taken in some of the living art. It's just really cool. You can put yourself into some really famous works of art And it's a great, you know, it's a great memory. Really and truly, it's a great memory. So check that out.
Yeah, be the, you know, the couple. What's that, American Gothic with the pitchfork?
Yep.
Yeah, cool. All right, Ricky, what's one of the things? We got 20 to go, so keep going. Go ahead.
Eat. Yes. They have so many great things at the Festival of the Arts because everything is like artistic looking that you're eating. So it's so pretty that you don't want to eat it. But like, seriously, it's so yummy. Like, this is some of the best food that they bring out every year for the Festival of the Arts. Hands down, it is my favorite food festival that they do. So definitely eat at the Festival of the Arts.
Number two. Gaze upon the reimagined entrance fountain at Epcot. The new water feature in front of Spaceship Earth harkens back to the park's origins and highlights a greener, more open and welcoming experience as you enter the park. The fountain is the most recent milestone in the historic transformation of Epcot now underway. Pam, what'd you think when you saw the glorious
boom fountain? Like, it is so retro Epcot. Not gonna lie, I remember the fountain that used to look like this. There are pictures of me either by the fountain or near the fountain, or maybe I was supposed to be in the picture of the fountain, but back in the day, you couldn't tell what your picture looked like.
That's right.
Anyways, that's right. The fountain was there. Whether we knew it or not, it was there. So, yeah. Loved it.
Ricky doesn't know those days. You didn't find out who was in the picture until you got the pictures back from Kmart.
Yeah, I do remember those days. Thank you very much. I remember taking lots of photos and then running to Kmart and dropping them off and seeing what they were.
One of those little photo huts.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I do remember that too. But I also have a photo of me with the original fountain too. I have to find it. That's somewhere awesome. In my like,
by the way, I unofficially dedicate this fountain and the whole statue and everything to Dr. Kai and Ella because they're such Epcot fans. I know this is up their alley. So there you go. Yeah. Number three, step inside the cartoon world of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway at Disney's Hollywood Studios. You can go through the movie screen as Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Engineer Goofy, and Pluto and take them on a trip through Runamuck Park where anything can happen.
Yes. Who doesn't love this? I have not met anyone who wasn't like, that ride was really fun. Everyone likes this ride.
It's so fun.
I feel like there's something wrong with me, and I know there's not. I know I'm absolutely 100% normal. There's nothing wrong with me, but I can't get into that style of Mickey Mouse, man. He needs to be round. He's like, especially Goofy and Donald. They're like aggro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're coming at me, and there's something. They got a little attitude. They want to get me or something. I don't know. It's
don't like harsh. The gross Goofy. I will admit, the gross Goofy bothers me. But I don't hate the other characters, and this is just, I agree with Pam. It's so much
It is so fun. It is fun. I'm not saying it's not fun. I love Goofy driving the train. That is cool.
If they could fix Goofy's face so he didn't look so gross, I think I'd be okay with it.
I didn't even know he looked gross.
He looks really Ren and Stimpy, and I was not all about Ren and Stimpy. Like, the other characters, they do too, but not as much. He looks so much Ren and Stimpy that it bothers me. So I wish they'd fix his face and not make him so gross looking.
Stephanie,
but he's the only one that really has this.
Stephanie in the live chat says Stephanie, Goofy looks dirty. Like, he's not clean.
He does look dirty.
I didn't notice that. Maybe I'm dirty. I don't know. Anyway, we got to keep going. It is a fun ride. Visually, it is astonishing, and it's cool. I mean, you get to cha 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 cha. Okay, number four. I don't want a spoiler, but yeah, that's fine. Number four, embark on a Star Wars adventure in a galaxy far, far away at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's also the home to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the immersive award-winning land featuring two thrilling attractions, Star Wars Rise of the Resistance and the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. Pam, thoughts?
Yeah.
Yes, the force is strong.
Go do this.
Yes.
What are you waiting for? There are people who love Star Wars who haven't even seen the land. Even if I could not get a reservation for the big one, right, that everyone wants to ride, even if I couldn't ride Smuggler's Run, for me, just a Star Wars fan, a lifelong Star Wars fan, just being there is so worth it to me. especially in the evening, I always, you know, everything's more magical at night, right? Let's just admit it. But it's just such a cool place to be. There are like things that you know, things that seem familiar to you, and yet they're not, because they're part of a Star Wars that always will be. And I think that's what makes it so cool. There's just a lot of Star Wars packed in a small area there, and it's definitely worth checking out.
I've heard Galaxy's Edge is more galaxier at night.
Galaxier than ever before.
It's galaxier than ever.
It's
yes.
The new Jungle Cruise. All right, number five, we got to get rolling. Check out Cinderella's Castle Royal Makeover. This treasured icon at the heart of Magic Kingdom Park now features bold, shimmering, and regal enhancements befitting its royal status, making for a great photo with family and friends. Ricky, we were all wrong, right? At first, like, we were all like, oh, dude, what are they doing to the castle? The castle is awesome. My backdrop, I got to get a little rose gold paint. I'm going to fix it. But, that castle has never been more beautiful, except for when it was the 25th anniversary, number one castle. This castle right now is a strong number two, right?
You were talking about the birthday cake?
Yes. Again, checking to see if you're paying attention. Correct. No, this castle is the number one castle right now.
I was like, wait.
Mike likes the icing on it.
I do. That's again, it's like Festival of the Arts. You just won't go up to the castle and be like, I got to taste the magic of the castle. Ah.
Taste the Cinderella castle. No. Don't do that either. Yeah, no, I think that they've done a really good job with the castle. The colors are so vibrant. They pop so, so much. And it's, really, they've done a great job. So, I think that you should totally get your photo taken in front of the castle with this, 2021 year.
All right, number six. Experience classic attractions at Magic Kingdom Park, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, the Haunted Mansion, It's a Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean, Space Mountain. The new year is a great time to reconnect with these classics loved by millions the world over. I mean, Pam, I think this is right? Because I think we always think about, okay, when I go down, I got to do the latest and greatest. I got to be on Flight of Passage. I got to do Smuggler's Run. I hope I get a Rise boarding group. But you know what? A lot of times, and I'm not just saying this just for the sake of saying it, it is the honest God truth. My favorite things, other than my back getting readjusted, is riding Space Mountain, going on Peter Pan, Big Thunder with Mallory. That's the heart of a Disney vacation. What do you see, honestly, a lot of times in the video or the commercials that they have, you see families riding Dumbo, going on Big Thunder. You always see Big Thunder for some reason. You typically don't see the newest and greatest. You see the heart of what makes Walt Disney World, especially Magic Kingdom. So what do you think, Pam?
So many of us have memories of these attractions, of Peter Pan, of Big Thunder Mountain. I think that's why you see it so frequently is, first of all, It's beautiful. It's a beautiful coaster. The rock work alone, they could do a study in art on the artwork that went on in building Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. But the fact is that you don't have to be very tall to ride Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. And so this is a real coaster that the whole family can experience together. I just think that there are things in the Magic Kingdom, the attractions that just really have a special place in the heart of so many, and getting to experience that with a child who hasn't ever experienced that is amazing, or friends and family who you haven't experienced it or have you want to experience it together, or just you yourself brings that all back, and it's such a very cool memory, and it just brings that to the forefront right here. It tickles something interesting in your brain, I think.
That's right.
So
yeah, like when I ride Dumbo, I still remember the first time I rode it with Mallory. Now it wasn't in the current location in Storybook Circus, it was out where you had to, dude, it was like standing in the middle of Sahara waiting to ride that thing, and she was 6 months old that trip, right? Now it's just all I was trying to do was keep her out of the sun, like, oh, I just gotta keep her alive till we ride Dumbo because she's gonna burst into flames. It was just in a bad spot. But I mean, every time I ride that now, like, I relive that moment. I remember, like, Dumbo. And when I see the commercials, right, and this is exactly what Disney's going for. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, those families are riding Dumbo. I need to ride Dumbo with Mallory again, even though she's now a teenager. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. She's got social media now. Well, uh-oh. I know. I did have to take away her phone today, and so she's mad at me right now currently. So
part of being a parent of a teenager is
right.
That they're mad at you like 95% of the time.
Amen. I'm doing my job. That's what I said. She's mad.
Sometimes it's just because you're alive, by the way, that you're irritated.
Yep, I'm alive and she's 13. So there you go.
Right? Yep, she's mad.
Exactly. All right, number 7 and 8. This is going to be up Ricky's field here because she was talking about how much she likes Animal Kingdom. Number 7, watch for new residents on the Harambe Wildlife Reserve at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. Nigerian dwarf goats now play like kids at the Warden's Outpost near Kilimanjaro Safaris.
I am severely disappointed. I went on Kilimanjaro Safaris specifically to see the goats.
Dude, these pictures, they are cute as anything. I'm just saying, these goats they have in the pictures, they are, I don't know if they're animatronics or not, but they're cute. I'm just saying.
I'm so mad. I legit went on the attraction to see the goats.
It was probably too cold for them when you were there.
And they were not out. And I was like, oh. But I did get to see the baby giraffes, which were awesome. And I think they had another set of babies.
Yes, that's the second one. Okay, so I don't know why they made these 2 points. I think the intern was running out of ideas here. So number 8, that was number 7. Number 8 is this. Bask in the cuteness of baby animals. In addition to Nigerian dwarf goats, you may catch a glimpse of some of the animals born in 2020 at Walt Disney World while at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It makes them sound like these animals were just down there on vacation and they had their kids over at the animal. That's really worded weird. Like all of a sudden these, you know, a group of giraffes are just out on vacation. They're going over to Epcot to get, you know, dinner and drinks. Exactly. There's going to, you know, they're drinking around the world, you know, with their long necks. And all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, it's like the story of Jesus. It's time. We got to go back to Animal Kingdom instead of Nazareth, and the babies are going to be born at Animal Kingdom. Anyway, they say, I don't know where that went. I'm just saying, it's weird. The intern worded this weird. In the second sentence, aboard Kilimanjaro Safaris, for example, you may spot young Maasai giraffe now out on the savannah. Did you see Maasai? I don't know.
Actually, the big giraffe, one of the big giraffes, stopped in the middle of the pathway. So I got a very nice long look at the baby Maasai giraffes because they were right there next to them. So
it's kind of like, you know, now I think about it, it's kind of like candlelight processional, right? I mean, everybody had to go back to their place of birth, their place of origin to be born. Anyway, here we go. Number 9.
Move on. Yeah,
exactly. Let's see what the interns give it. I probably should have pre-read these before we did this. Number 9, celebrate the magic of nature in Pandora, the world of Avatar, Disney's Animal Kingdom. I'm saying they're selling the Animal Kingdom here. It says you can travel to the Valley of Moara and hike among the floating mountains of Pandora and experience 2 awe-inspiring attractions, Avatar Flight of Passage and Na'vi River Journey. I agree. Even if you don't do the attractions, you got to go through Pandora, especially at night.
And that the audio animatronic of the shaman in the Na'vi River Journey, fantastic. Yes. Experience the magic of Animal Kingdom, which will forever, from this day forward, will have a different meaning for all of us.
Absolutely.
That is true. And I will say, with the shaman, the nightmares are complimentary. I'm just saying. That big old guy is your gal. I don't know what it is coming after you when you close your eyes. Okay.
Yes.
All right, number 10. Yes. Find Disney characters in new places, from cavalcades to caravans to flotillas and even special pop-up appearances. You can discover favorite friends at all 4 theme parks and occasional special surprise at Disney resort hotels. I did see Goofy and Pluto at Riviera out on the balconies waving. I did a selfie with them. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, they're around a lot more, I think, than we've seen. And I love the term flotillas. Was that a made-up Disney word?
I swear.
But as we've all discussed on this podcast many times, we all prefer the cavalcades, caravans, and flotillas to the normal parade. So I will say that. Yes. That means that none of us have to be sitting on the curb for an extended period of time when we stand up, knowing that we aren't going to be able to feel the lower halves of our bodies. Like, this is a big plus for us. And I'm sure we're not the only ones. I think lots of people like these. So they're awesome. I mean, for those who are like, we've had a lot of guests who are like, I know you can't meet the characters right now. We're thinking about canceling. And I think to myself, No, you can see lots of characters. You'll be able to, if you're good at a selfie, you can get the characters in your picture. So,
and they still will communicate with you because yes. I was there, you know, on Christmas Day, I had on my snowman dress.
Oh, and God. Here about the dress. You know, I saw the dress. Go ahead.
Exactly. Go back. Look at
I pictures. Forgot about the dress for a couple weeks. Okay, go ahead.
But I mean, Minnie complimented me on my dress, and I look. There's video on the mouse for less of
she was being nice.
You can see, like, compliments me on my dress. Also, Alice complimented me on my dress in the same video. So I yeah. mean,
you know, I know it was a very unique dress.
It was, yeah.
I have had Timon compliment me on my ears. So, I mean, I'm just saying that they can still interact with you.
They do. They do interact. And from far, like, I honestly was in the Rivers of Light theater when the flotilla came by. This was before Christmas, and Santa saw me specifically and said that he knew I had been a good girl that year. And I thought,
Santa told me I was a good girl, too.
Yeah. I was like, you know, yeah, you do, Santa.
What's funny is in Missouri at Lake Wapapello, we call flotillas pontoon boats. But I mean, it's lost in translation. I'm just saying that's how it goes. All right, number 11, hop from park to park. Beginning January 1st, so right now it's available. If you purchase a ticket or an annual pass with Park Hopper benefits, you'll be able to visit more than one park per day with some new modifications. But yes, thank you, 2021. That's awesome. Hallelujah. We talked about that on Wednesday. Okay, number 12. Indulge in sweet new treats at Disney Springs. When visiting the shopping, dining, and entertainment district of Walt Disney World, you'll have plenty of new options to satisfy your sweet tooth, including the newly opened, and now closed, Gideon's Bakehouse, and the forthcoming M&M store, and Everglazed Donuts and Cold Brew. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Okay, when Gideon's reopens, and it will, it was a soft opening.
Yes.
You're going to have 1,600 calorie cookies.
Yes.
You're going to have unlimited M&Ms and a donut shop. Oh, my God. That is heaven, right? I mean, book me at Saratoga Springs.
I know, so that you can walk right over.
That's crazy. Yes. Oh, and think about that combo of all those things. Oh, my gosh, that's nuts.
Crazy.
All right, number 13.
I need to get more cavities filled, by the way.
Yes, that's something we all want. They should put a dentist in on the west side.
Yes, true.
Number 13, pick out the perfect post-holiday gift. Disney Springs is also the place where you can find a little something you might have missed on your holiday shopping list. From the massive World of Disney store to quaint boutiques and just about everything in between, Disney Springs is home to the latest Disney merchandise as well as on-trend accessories, apparel, and gear from other top brands. Okay, real quick, I'm not a shopper, but I do like Disney Springs. I like to eat. Best kind of off the cuff store, like Pam, what's not World of Disney, but is there a store there that we don't talk about a lot that you like?
I love Sugar Boo. And just walk down. It is actually, sort of on the right by the Chicken Guy. If you go through that area of stores that is actually covered, stop by Sugar Boo. I will tell you, there is not one time I have walked in there and not walked out with something else. They just have a little something, and it's like a little something for the house or a little something that for you personally or whatnot. They have gorgeous wall art. They have a website, so if you want to check them out, you can do it. But they have decor. They have jewelry. They have paper and office stuff. They have all different kinds of things, but their wall art is extraordinary. There's just a lot of different things from which to choose. So check out Sugar Boo. You will not be disappointed.
That's the place though that has like all this like signs with all the cool sayings, right? Because you're talking
absolutely.
Wall art. I like that store a lot. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Didn't buy
it. Yeah, it is. There's just such cool things.
So real quick, and you guys have been out, but I've been watching TV for 2 weeks nonstop because of college football. All the bowl games. And there's, you know, those commercials where the guy comes on, he's the motivational speaker that takes people around to not become their parents. You know, we don't talk on speaker in Home Depot. Okay. Yes. So they have new commercials of that. Right. And so I don't know if you've seen the new one, but this lady's like, you know, they're all in their support group and she's holding her sign that says live, laugh, love. And he's like, do we really need a sign to tell us to live, laugh, love? No, throw it in the trash can. There's another sign she's holding at the end of the commercial. It says something like, welcome to our home. No cussing, no fussing. And he's like, no, just put that in the trash can too. We don't need to know that either. It's the funniest thing. I love those commercials. They are the best.
I know. They're so funny. They did a good job with that.
Oh, God. I love those. Okay. 14. Return to favorite Disney restaurants. As part of the phased reopening of Walt Disney World, restaurants continue to return to operation across the most magical place on Earth. Recent, oh my gosh, I got to log back in. It just logged me out. Because this is NDT. Okay, hang on. We're getting there. What were we at? 14 is I love recording podcasts and stuff just disappears on you. Okay, here we go. Recent reopenings include the Crystal Palace inside the Magic Kingdom and the character breakfast at Chef Mickey's inside Disney's Contemporary Resort. Ricky just went to the Crystal Palace. What'd you think?
I have been to Crystal Palace before when it was a buffet and character meal. I went for breakfast and it was very, very good. But I thought this was excellent as well. Characters are not there right now, so you can't even do the distanced character meet and greet that they have at some other places. But I thought the food was excellent. I got the pork chop with green beans and the sweet potatoes. I thought that was really good. The desserts left a little to be desired. I do like that they gave, like, it was like a table for dessert, like desserts for the table is kind of how it works. And I don't love dessert for the table because A, I don't like to share dessert. And B, like, I kind of want to pick out what I want for myself. So I don't love the dessert
for the
table
you're
idea.
You're saying you're not into community things. You're kind of selfish, basically.
I'm absolutely selfish.
That's what you're saying. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I am. 100%. Brian and I have had this fight where if I don't offer you my dessert, you don't get to eat it. So
my wife's the same way. She doesn't like to share. I know.
Yeah. I do not share food. If I offer you food, then I am sharing it with you. If I do not offer it to you, do not take it off my plate.
Hey.
Be warned.
So, anyway, be warned, yes. So I wish that they did what they do at Hollywood and Vine, which has also moved to this type of experience where it's not a character meal. It's like a three-course meal. And at Hollywood and Vine, you get to choose which dessert that you want. So I wish that they did that. Desserts here are, there's like I think it's like fritters. And then there's a honey raspberry cupcake, which was very weird. There's a banana, like, cream pie, and then there was a hummingbird cake. So all were good, I mean, except for the weird honey-tasting thing. That was really bizarre. But, again, I would have liked to have chosen what dessert I wanted. They have a really nice salad at the beginning of the meal, and then they come. It also comes with a little bread, which is it's kind of reminiscent to, like, the bread at Red Lobster, but a little bit different. I think this one has bacon in it, which is kind of good too. No, they did not come home with me as far as like in-pocket biscuits. So they actually stayed on the table. But I think the meal was very good. I think that they've done a really good job with these three-course meal options instead of buffets. So I'm enjoying that. And hopefully, I tried to get a Crystal or a Chef Mickey's reservation, but just couldn't do it. So that's the next on my list to try to do.
Gotta go back. Yeah. All right, number 15, make some time to relax outdoors. Central Florida's weather is often gorgeous in the early months of the year, and Walt Disney World offers special ways to enjoy some outdoor recreation, including golf and miniature golf, fishing expeditions, and horseback riding, and more. And we mentioned that now in the golf courses. There's actually foot golf, too, which is like a soccer ball. You can play that. It's kind of interesting. A bunch of us got together, played regular golf. What?
I didn't know they were doing horseback riding yet.
They are. Looks like it. And I know they're doing fishing because I've seen people fish. And they just didn't call you and tell you the horses are back.
They did not tell me that the horses are back.
No. All right, 16. Buzz through the taste of Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival beginning March 3rd. You will find fresh cuisine, creative gardens, and unforgettable topiaries as part of this annual festival. I think I figured out Disney's strategy, Pam. They want you to buy food at these festivals and drinks. They like you to get a picture by a topiary, but topiaries don't pay the bills.
And the food that they offer, I mean, at these events, that's why they've become so popular over the years, is just that they are. I mean, they're fun to be at. So, yeah.
All right, number 17. soak up the sun at Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park. After remaining closed for all of 2020 due to the pandemic, this wintry themed water park is planning to reopen in March and celebrate its 25th season in splashy style. Ricky, have you been to Blizzard Beach? You have.
I have. It's been forever.
Have you done Summit Plummet?
I have not. I will not do Summit Plummet. Yes, I am. Now, Brian, actually, so it's a really kind of funny story. Brian did Summit Plummet the day that we got engaged. And the reason he did it was because
he took the plunge.
So I'll take the plunge of the other. Yeah, exactly.
So oh, my gosh.
That is so. That is so, Brian. If you know Brian, that is perfect. I didn't know that.
So yeah, that's the reason he did Summit Plummet, was because he knew he was proposing to me later that night. So he's like, "Well, I'm gonna take one plunge. Might as well take another."
That's so funny. That's so, Brian. Pam, real quick, and I don't know if you know this off the top of your head. Do they have the cabanas at Blizzard Beach? I know they had them at Typhoon Lagoon prior to all this. Those are cool.
I believe they had them at both, if I'm not mistaken. Some kind of like special seating, but it'll be interesting to see if those are available again, because that would be perfect.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. All right, 18. Look for some fresh pixie dust at the entrances to Walt Disney World. You can make some new memories as you pass through these iconic gateways to the most magical place on Earth, which are receiving a refreshed color palette complementing the recent Cinderella Castle makeover. Disney, give me this wish. Just leave the Western Way one, like the 90s. You can do all the rest down to Disney Springs. Huh?
That's the one they've changed.
They're beautiful. They're nice.
Kind of cabana at Blizzard, by the way. I'm just like, I just looked it up and they do. Yes. But whether it'll be open or not, who knows? Okay.
All right, let's see here. 19. Add extra theme park magic to your vacations. Available to book beginning, well, it's already available because it began booking this past Tuesday. You can get with a 4-night, 3-day room and ticket package at select Disney resorts for most nights, January 8th through September 2021, all the way through almost the end of September. It's a deal where you can get 2 additional theme park tickets for free. Just think about that. That's like 24 more hours of theme park fun on this discount. I mean, if you picture you could be in a park for almost 12 hours, a lot of fun. Pam, I mean, I always say this because, you know, here's the thing. I mean, I'll be honest. My guests are somewhat different than everybody else's guests at the Magic for Less. My guests are crazy Disney fans, and I love that. You guys are awesome. And so typically I either get somebody, I get the add-on-itis, right? They add on a night to their stay, or they got to add on a day to their tickets. I'm always like, hey, it's more Disney fun. It's the right answer. But I mean, this discount really kind of caters to just getting out there and having a lot more fun.
No, it does. It gives you, you know, for the things that you may not have time to do, or for you want some extra time in some of the parks, now it's really easier than ever to get that because you get the 2 extra days for free. So check that offer out. It is available to book now.
All righty. And number 20 is for Florida residents. So that's not everybody, but we know we have lots of Florida resident listeners. Jealous. But there's a special Florida 4-day resident ticket, which you can get through June 18th. And also, of course, don't forget, there's always usually room discounts for Florida residents as well. And we've made it to number 21. I like this one a lot. Get excited for even more magic later this year. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, the new family-friendly attraction coming to the France Pavilion in Epcot, will debut in 2021. How generous is that? And the new Cirque du Soleil. Yeah, I say January, but we'll see. By the way, there's a picture that goes along with this of a person in front of the attraction taking a selfie with Remy the rat. And I'm just saying, like, when he's 6 foot tall, he's a little frightening. Like the walk around character, Mickey Mouse is the same height, but I don't know. This one looks a little spookier. Anyway, side note. And the new Cirque du Soleil show, Drawn to Life, coming to Disney Springs, will be a collaboration between Cirque du Soleil, Walt Disney World Animation Studios, and Walt Disney World Imagineering. And that's what they say. So that's it. So 21 things to do in 21. I mean, a lot of these things, stuff you could do, but I mean, how cool would it be right? Just to go down and enjoy Flower and Garden in 2021. I mean, we've been cooped up for a year. I mean, just the little things. I think, Pam, you say this a lot. The little things are going to be way more special in 2021 than they've ever been before.
Agreed. It's just, it's hard to, you know, now there's that saying that it's hard to know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And I think that even more so that that has been happening in the past year. We just didn't realize the things that we missed until you get there to experience again. And then you're like, okay, I really miss this. And that's what's been happening. So, you know, you can take advantage of it and see some of these things. I think 2021 is really going to bring us a lot of opportunities again. And I'm happy to see that for sure.
Is that quote you just dropped on us like out of nowhere, like on a Sugar Boo sign? I mean, it's got to be, right?
No, I think actually, I want to say it was like Charles Schultz or something, or someone like that. I don't remember who it is.
Yeah, good grief. All right, we are going to get out of here and wish you a great weekend. We're going to wish Ricky a hopefully a painless dentist appointment. How fun is that? Great. But everybody else, do what you got to do on the weekend.
Dr. Seuss. Sorry, I had to correct myself. I was thinking like comic.
Happy New Year in the neighborhood. I mean, what are you gonna do?
I know, right? Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. All right. So by the way, this public service announcement, if you haven't taken down your Christmas lights, get out there, even if it's a little cold. Got to do that this weekend. So we are always sponsored by the Magic for Less Travel. We mentioned a lot of these specials and fun stuff happening in 2021. Get that trip on the books. I'm telling you, Pam talked about this earlier. You know, there's only so many hotel rooms. There's only so many theme park reservations. Get yours today. Small deposit takes care of everything. So just drop by the Magic for Less. Check out all the great specials. Fill out the quote form. We'll get you some availability and pricing. We'll get, crunching those numbers, getting you in the right package, and you'll be set to go. 2021 will be awesome. So just drop by themagicforless.com today. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We sure appreciate that. And for some extra content in your week, just visit the Patreon. We got Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, Facebook and YouTube to search for the Be Our Guest Podcast and slam the bell and subscribe or whatever the cool kids say, because I'm not cool, so I don't know. All right, we will be back again together on Monday for a great trip report. But don't forget, join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night for the live call-in shows. We have a good time with those. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We take your calls. We talk about all this stuff and have a good time every Sunday night. Facebook and YouTube for those. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. For Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a fun and safe weekend. And Ricky, say hello to the dentist. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.